Chapter 4. Sense Group, Sentence Stress, and Intonation. Number 1. Sense Group. Example 1. Reading aloud is very important for beginners. Example number 2.
Early to bed and early to rise makes a man healthy, happy, and wise.
Example number 3. Jane, who's a brilliant swimmer, represented Britain at the Olympic Games. Example number 4.
After he took his bath, he dressed in a hurry, ran to catch the bus, and got to his appointment before it was too late.
Number 2. Sentence stress. What's the matter?
The sweater is beautiful.
Your book is on the desk.
He started counting it.
He usually gets up at 6 o'clock. Number 5. Logical stress. Example 1.
Are you angry with me? Are you angry with me? Are you angry with me?
Example number 2. Did you tell my wife? Did you tell my wife? Did you tell my wife? Example number 3.
We heard John talking. We heard John talking. We heard John talking.
Number 7. Falling tone. Number 1. Used in declarative sentences. I have already read that book.
That street is 2 miles long.
Number 2. Used in special questions. What has happened to him?
Which direction is it to the post office?
Rising tone is used in special questions to ask for repetition. What is your major?
Where shall we go for the holiday?
Number 3. Used in imperative sentences. Go back to your seat.
Please do not hesitate to contact me.
Number 4. Used in exclamatory sentences. What a small world.
Oh, my poor Matilda, how you've changed.
Number 5. Used in alternative questions. Do you want to ride or walk?
Would you like coffee or tea?
Number 8. Rising tone. Number 1. Used in general questions. Do you mind if I sit here?
Can you hand in your compositions today?
A falling tone is used in general questions to express dissatisfaction or to give an order. Are you satisfied?
Will you take off your hat, please?
Number 2. Used in listing. For each incomplete sentence, there are 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D.
We study Chinese, history, geography, and English.
Number 3. Used in declarative sentences to express doubt, guess, expectation, etc. You really want to do it?
She might have gone.
I think so. Number 4. Used in adverbial phrases or clauses. After dinner, I read a magazine and made telephone calls.
While you were writing letters, I was reading a book.
Number 5. Used in the first half of compound sentences. My fever is gone, but I still have a cough.
My major is English, and I like it.
Number 6. Used in tactful imperative sentences. Excuse me, sir. Can you help me? Number 7. Used in addressing.
Mrs. Smith, this is Tom Jones.
Number 9. Level tone. Used after a direct quotation. We are going to Florida, she said brightly.
How do you feel, boy? I asked him.
Chapter number 6. Comprehensive training. Number 1. A poem. Stopping by Woods on a Snowy Evening by Robert Frost. Whose woods these are, I think I know. His house is in the village, though. He will not see me stopping here to watch his woods fill up with snow. My little horse must think it queer to stop without a farmhouse near, between the woods and frozen lake, the darkest evening of the year. He gives his harness bells a shake to ask if there is some mistake. The only other sounds the sweep of easy wind and downy flake. The woods are lovely, dark, and deep, but I have promises to keep, and miles to go before I sleep, and miles to go before I sleep. Number 2. Dialogues. Dialogue number 1. Learning English.
Why does everyone always tell me that I should study English?
Because it's valuable. English is your ticket to the world.
I've heard that before, but I don't believe it. I can function just fine without knowing any English.
That may be true, but you'll be limiting yourself.
How's that?
English is the world's language in international science, commerce, aviation, and scores of other fields. The fact that hundreds of millions of people in dozens of countries speak or at least understand some English makes it a valuable commodity.
What good will English do me in Europe?
If a Japanese goes to Germany to do business, chances are they will be using English as a lingua franca because both of them speak English as a second language.
I can do business on the Internet.
Not without English. Most of the content of the web today is in English. Even many of the websites published in non-English-speaking countries is in English.
I can function just fine locally by using my own language.
True, but your own language is still filled with English. Each year, about 500 to 600 new words enter the English language, and, consequently, many of those words enter other languages as well. Knowing English also can be important to your personal safety.
How's that?
On December 20th, 1995, an air traffic controller with a poor understanding of English misunderstood the captain and gave him confusing instructions that caused the plane to crash, killing 160 people.
Wow, I never thought about that. Well, I gotta go.
Where are you headed?
I'm going to join the nearest English conversation class.
Dialogue number 2. In an average lifetime.
You'd better jump in the shower or you'll be late for your meeting.
Oh, I'm always running late. I never seem to have enough time. I wonder how much time I've spent in meetings in my life.
You ought to read this book. It tells how much time we spend doing a particular activity in a lifetime. It says the average American spends 3 years of their life in business meetings.
3 years? Good grief. I wonder how much time I spend commuting to work.
It says here you spend 10 months commuting to and from work.
That's depressing. Hey, aren't the NBA playoffs on TV tonight?
Yes. Did you know the average American spends 13 years and 4 months watching TV, but they only spend 12 years and 8 months in school?
13 years in front of the tube? That's about 1/6 of our life.
1/6 if you live to be 78, but the average American only lives to be 74. Don't fret. The average American earns $1.3 million in his lifetime.
Is that all? There are people who make more than that in 1 year. Look out! The baby is getting into my CD collection.
The average person buys 232 records, tapes, and CDs in their life.
I won't have any if you don't stop the baby. Oh, there's the phone. Would you get that, honey?
Sure. The book says that we spend the equivalent of 2 years on the phone in our lives.
No wonder our phone bill is so high. Who was it?
I don't know. I didn't answer it in time.
So, what are we having for dinner tonight?
The average family spends over 17,000 hours eating meals at home.
I wonder how many stomach aches I've had in a lifetime.
Because of my cooking? Is that the thanks I get for slaving over a hot stove to make your dinner?
Aw, just kidding. I'll take you out to dinner this weekend.
The average American eats out at restaurants 14,411 times.
That much? I don't care where we go, so long as we don't have to stand in line.
It says here that the average person spends about 5 years of their life waiting in line.
Well, I guess I'd better get into the shower.
Did you know that the average American spends 7 years in the bathroom and takes nearly 26,000 showers? But because you shower longer than the average person, you probably spend 8 years in the bathroom.
I think I'll just skip the shower today. I'll just have a cup of coffee.
This book says the average American spends $3,342 on coffee in their lifetime.
Wow, that's expensive. We've got to cut down on coffee. Have you seen my cigarettes?
Yeah, they're on the piano. Did you know the average American smoker consumes over 590,000 cigarettes, while the average non-smoker inhales the equivalent of 13,600 cigarettes?
I had no idea I smoked that many cigarettes. No wonder smokers get cancer. I swear I'm gonna quit this year. Well, I'd better run. I'll see you tonight.
Drive carefully. The average American is involved in 6 motor vehicle accidents in their lifetime.
Would you do me a favor?
What's that?
Get rid of that damn book!